Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Convoluted Universe Book 3 by Dolores Cannon is a New Age spirituality and metaphysics title built from material Cannon gathered during decades of regressive hypnosis work. Like earlier volumes in the series, it presents accounts and ideas that emerge in deep trance states, where clients report experiences that extend beyond ordinary biography into past lives, future lives, and realities described as other dimensions or other worlds. The purpose is not to argue from conventional scientific proof, but to invite readers to suspend disbelief and consider an expanded model of consciousness, identity, and cosmic order. This third installment is often described by readers as especially wide-ranging, emphasizing interdimensional and interplanetary material and exploring how different realities may operate under different rules. Cannon also frames some sessions around spiritual change on Earth, including a new Earth theme and questions about what human transformation could mean physically and psychologically. The book fits best within past life regression literature, channeled style metaphysical exploration, and consciousness studies oriented toward experiential narratives. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, hypnotic regression as a narrative framework for lost knowledge. A defining feature of Book 3 is its reliance on Dolores Cannon's regressive hypnosis approach as the structure that holds the material together. Rather than presenting abstract theory first, the book moves through session-based narratives and then draws implications from what clients describe while in a deep trance state. Cannon positions the subconscious or higher mind as a repository of information that can surface when ordinary filtering is reduced, and she treats recurring patterns across different clients as meaningful signals. For readers, this method shapes how the claims are meant to be received. The sessions are framed as experiential reports, not as laboratory results. That distinction matters because it clarifies the book's genre and its intended impact. The central value is interpretive and contemplative, encouraging readers to compare the accounts with their own intuitions about consciousness, memory, and identity. The approach also explains the series title. The universe becomes convoluted because the session material does not stay within linear time or a single lifetime. Even when readers remain skeptical, the consistent methodological lens helps the book function as a coherent exploration of alternative metaphysical possibilities. Secondly, interdimensional and interplanetary lives beyond linear reincarnation. Book 3 is especially associated with accounts that go beyond Earth-centered past life regression into settings described as other dimensions or other planets. Cannon uses these narratives to broaden the idea of reincarnation from a simple sequence of human lifetimes into a wider field of existence, where consciousness can participate in multiple kinds of environments and forms. This shift changes the questions the book asks. Instead of focusing primarily on historical periods, it turns toward how reality itself may vary across realms, and what it might mean for a soul or consciousness to learn in radically different conditions. The material also leans into the theme that time may be less fixed than everyday experience suggests. Since the sessions include reports sometimes framed as future lives as well as past ones, the resulting picture is an enlarged cosmology. Identity is portrayed as more flexible, and experience as potentially distributed across many layers of reality. For the audience drawn to cosmic spirituality and metaphysical exploration, this is a major attraction because it supports a sense of vastness and purpose. For more cautious readers, it still serves as a way to examine how hypnotic narratives can generate coherent, symbolic systems that feel meaningful to participants. Thirdly, different laws of creation and physics across universes. A repeated theme in Book 3 is that different realities may operate under different rules, including laws of creation and physics that do not match familiar assumptions. Cannon uses this idea to interpret why clients report environments where movement, perception, and manifestation appear to work differently than on Earth. The point is less about technical physics and more about metaphysical structure. The book suggests that consciousness and intention may interact with the fabric of reality in ways that vary by realm. This helps explain why the narratives can sound dreamlike or paradoxical while still being treated as internally consistent within their own setting. As an analytical topic, these claims function as a framework for plurality. If universes can have distinct rule sets, then the reader is invited to stop treating Earth normal as the only baseline for what is possible. Within the genre, this is a common bridge between spiritual cosmology and the feeling that reality is responsive and layered. It also supports the book's broader message of open-minded exploration, encouraging readers to hold multiple models lightly rather than forcing everything into one worldview. A priori, whether taken literally or symbolically, the theme pushes the reader to consider how assumptions about causality, matter, and time shape what we believe can exist. Fourthly, the New Earth theme and the question of human adaptation. Book 3 engages with the New Earth theme, presenting the idea that Earth is undergoing or approaching a shift into a higher dimensional state and exploring what such a transition could mean for human beings. Canon frames this not only as a spiritual concept, but also as a practical concern inside the book's worldview, discussing potential effects on the body and the lived experience of people during periods of energetic change. The narrative emphasis often turns to preparedness in a psychological and spiritual sense. Readers are encouraged to broaden their perception of reality, stay flexible, and consider that personal transformation may accompany collective change. Another component is the question of who aligns with the shift and who does not, which is presented as a serious implication of the New Earth model. In the context of metaphysical literature, this theme functions as both cosmology and motivation, giving the expansive interdimensional material a relevance to everyday life on Earth. It also helps explain why the book appeals to readers seeking meaning in uncertain times, since it offers a storyline in which confusion and upheaval can be reframed as part of a transition. The material is best read as worldview exploration, emphasizing inner orientation and consciousness rather than making testable predictions. Lastly, walk-ins, group souls, and high-stakes metaphysical forces, alongside its exploration of alternate realities. Book 3 introduces and revisits several metaphysical ideas about how consciousness may inhabit or organize itself, including an alternative framing related to walk-ins and the concept of group souls. These themes address identity at different scales, individual personality, shared soul group dynamics, and the possibility of unusual transitions in embodiment. Canon uses such concepts to interpret dramatic shifts reported in trance narratives, where the sense of self may appear to change, or where multiple lifetimes and identities seem connected. The book also includes discussion of powerful, unusual energies, including an idea described as a final solution energy, framed as a force that could be used if necessary with world-level consequences. In the internal logic of the book, this kind of high-stakes element emphasizes that the cosmos is not only expansive but also governed by choices, constraints, and larger interventions. For readers, these concepts can function in two ways: as literal metaphysical claims within Canon's framework, or as symbolic language for transformation, collective connection, and existential risk. Either way, the themes intensify the book's sense of scale, moving from personal past life healing toward scenarios that suggest broader cosmic oversight and responsibility. In conclusion, The Convoluted Universe Book 3 is best suited to readers who already have interest in Dolores Cannon's regression-based approach, or who enjoy expansive New Age metaphysics that treats consciousness as primary and reality as multidimensional. It will appeal strongly to audiences curious about past life regression, interplanetary and interdimensional narratives, and spiritual cosmologies that attempt to explain both personal experience and collective change through a larger framework. The practical benefit is less about step-by-step technique and more about perspective. The book encourages readers to hold identity more loosely, consider non-linear models of time, and approach unusual experiences with curiosity rather than immediate dismissal. Even for skeptical readers, it can be intellectually useful as a case study in how trance narratives, symbolism, and spiritual belief systems form coherent meaning structures. What helps this volume stand out within its category is its breadth and its emphasis on realms and rule systems beyond familiar Earth history, coupled with a New Earth transition theme that ties cosmic ideas to human concerns. Compared to many similar metaphysical books that rely mainly on abstract claims, Canon's session-driven storytelling provides a consistent narrative vehicle, making the material vivid and accessible for readers willing to engage with speculative, consciousness-centered exploration. If you would like to support Dolores Cannon, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.